Proclamation number 3237 of 29th of August, 1944. Divine Revelations. Heresies obstructive. A direct revelation of God is characterized by the Father's direct word to his child, and this word is to be believed as soon as the recipient of the word is a person who stands in faith and love, who therefore strives towards God. However, the prerequisite is not always given that wisdom can be offered to a person, be it that he does not listen inwardly persistently enough or that he is also captivated by teachings which do not entirely correspond to truth, so that he would regard every corrective teaching as the work of God's adversary. And therefore divine revelations only extend to personal admonitions and warnings but must nevertheless be recognized as such. A person's desire to be in personal contact with God and the belief that this is possible are the first preconditions for God to reveal himself fatherly. In which way depends on the human being's ability and willingness to receive and also on the task he has been given for his earthly life. If he is to be active as a teacher again and places himself at God's disposal for this office, the divine revelations will take place like an instruction and thus also contain profoundest wisdom, because the human being himself must first have knowledge at his disposal before he can spread it. However, this requires complete non-resistance, i.e., the Spirit of God, the giver of truth, must never meet with resistance if it conveys the truth to the human being. Resistance, however, is every false doctrine if it is not unconditionally surrendered and makes room for the truth. But a person can be deeply religious and fully convinced that he knows the truth. His way of life also corresponds to God's will. Yet he is incapable of spreading the pure truth as God's servant because he does not possess it himself. Because he does not ask and desire an answer and expects it but believes himself to be the bearer of truth and therefore erroneous thinking cannot be corrected. He can certainly hear God's voice because he loves him and a loving heart is capable of receiving the divine spirit. Yet the Spirit of God gives the human being according to his desire. Comforting, admonishing, warning or educating father words to the human being, which express his love for the earthly child, or even wise instructions and profound knowledge to the person who is open to it and makes himself worthy of it. The human being's desire is decisive, and therefore everyone will be considered as he desires. The fatherly encouragement is enough for one person and he ends his inward listening, while the other listens in his thirst for knowledge for every word which divine love gives him. God does not limit his gifts, he gives as long as it is desired. But the human being himself sets the limits, for as soon as his desire diminishes, as soon as his will is no longer active, thus he stops consciously listening within, the inner voice also no longer sounds, the supply is interrupted and can only take place again when the human being, by listening within, declares himself ready to receive the divine gift. And therefore the human being himself determines the measure of knowledge and also the way in which it is offered. A person permeated by spiritual knowledge will mature extremely quickly, and therefore it is decidedly more advantageous to be offered this knowledge by God himself than to acquire it through study, for the latter need not be unconditional truth. After all, people are the transmitters and they are never free from error. But anyone who holds on to this spiritual knowledge adopted by people and does not even consider the thought that he may also have been imparted error is not to be given profound knowledge, for he would not accept it as truth but conclude that it is from erroneous givers if it does not correspond to his old knowledge. And therefore only those people are to be educated as bearers of pure truth who are completely free from erroneous spiritual knowledge and who therefore constantly desire to be taught by God Himself in order to receive guaranteed pure truth. For God can now consider them in all abundance and make them His representatives on earth. And it is these who are now to teach and pass on the profound knowledge to their fellow human beings because they are capable of doing so and have the firm will to help their fellow human beings. These will be abundantly endowed with knowledge. The Divine Teacher Himself instructs them and trains them so that they can now teach in His name, always and everywhere where people are open to the pure truth. Amen.